Chapter 7, The Grand Victory of Love. Devotion is above all. Sharanagati, surrender, is the highest property of everyone. Surrender to him, and he may graciously make his name known to us, and we will be able to know him. In the Upanishads, it is said, Yam evaisha vrinute tena labhyaha. Whoever he chooses to make himself known to can know him. Otherwise, no one can know him against his will. He has reserved all the right of not being exposed to the senses of anyone and everyone. He is so high, he can do that. If he does not wish to make himself known, no one can know him. Whenever he wishes to make himself known to someone, they can know him. This is his position. On the order of his Gurudev Devashi Narad, the scripture Srimad Bhagavatam was given by Veda Vyas as the conclusion of his teachings. After giving the Vedas, Upanishads, Puranas, Mahabharat, Bhagavad Gita, etc., the last gift of Veda Vyas in the world of scriptures was Srimad Bhagavatam. And the message of the Bhagavatam is that beauty is above all, not knowledge or justice. Mercy is above justice. Affection, love, beauty, charm, harmony, these are above all. And this absolute conception of the ultimate reality is in the Krishna conception. Beauty is above knowledge and power. Knowledge is above power. And above knowledge is beauty, charm, love. That is the supreme. Srimad Bhagavatam has declared, Krishnastu Bhagavan Svayam. The Krishna conception of Godhead is the most original conception of the Absolute. This is the prime declaration of the Bhagavatam. The Lord as beauty is above all. And below him is awe, reverence, power, etc. And Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanyadev pointed out, Go to the beautiful, reality the beautiful. He is your highest attainment. Hanker neither for power nor knowledge, but hanker for service of the beautiful, and thereby you will be taken in and given entrance into the land of the beautiful. This is the highest realization. Don't waste your energy by engaging yourself in any other pursuits, but go straight, jnana shunya bhakti. By the help of sadhu sangha, take the name of the Lord and try to march straight onwards to the Krishna conception of Godhead. Krishna consciousness is our highest achievement, and this is given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Srimad Bhagavatam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended, Don't waste your energy for anything else. Utilize your energy for the Krishna conception of Godhead. So we try to make our progress in this line, and at the same time we also ask our friends to try to embrace this life. The fulfillment of life for every particle of existence of this world can be found here. March towards universal good. Wherever and whoever you are, it does not matter. Take your course towards Krishna consciousness. This is the highest fulfillment of the life of everyone. You are only to turn your face towards him and march, and the sweet absolute Sri Krishna will welcome you. This is the campaign of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Srila Rupa Goswami described Krishna in a scientific way. Akila rasamrita murtihi. Our hearts are hankering for satisfaction and happiness of different types, but he is the emporium of all such rasas, flavors of ecstasy. All types of rasas are in Krishna, and he is the personification of them all, so everyone can find his corresponding place in him alone, and nowhere else. He is Krishna, akila rasamrita murtihi. All our necessary satisfaction is personified in him. So only he can say, Give up everything and come to me, and you won't have to repent. You will find your highest satisfaction. No one else has ever said such a thing in any place. Only Krishna has said this, and Mahaprabhu pointed it out. Go directly that side, and don't go any other way, but march straight for the Krishna conception. That is your home. End of the 7th chapter of the Sermons of the Guardian of Devotion, Volume 1, The Grand Victory of Love.